This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
I found over the years that some men think their struggle with impurity is a product of genetics. Their line of thinking goes something like this: I'm male, so I'm bound to have impure eyes and an impure mind. But we can't blame our roving eyes on genetics, even though men tend to be more visually oriented and stimulated than women. Other men view themselves as victims of their impure eyes and thoughts, as if that somehow absolved them from the responsibility of their actions. So what's the truth? Impurity is a habit. That's right, a sinful escape mechanism developed over time in order to cope with emotions and life circumstances in a manner other than trusting submission to Jesus Christ. This is good news, men. If impurity really has genetic or some victimizing spell, you'd be helpless. But removing the mythologies from impurity to find that it's really a habit is something like a young boy discovering that he need not cower any longer from the playground bully because he has a glass chin. Habits can be broken, which means you can experience change. And if change is possible, you have every reason to hope. So where do you go from here? Well, start with repentance. Your habits were born and strengthened in flight from God. You must now flee to Him. Then ask God to give you the faithfulness, wisdom, and endurance to replace your impure coping habits with pure ones.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.